This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
David Geis is the academic dean of the Semester at Sea program. Mr. Jefferson's University is finally setting sail. Congratulations. I know this represents quite a number of meetings that you have probably attended over the last year to make sure that this thing is done and done right. And I want to congratulate you. I know a lot of people have been working very hard to make this happen.
Well, there have probably been, not to exaggerate, 400 billion meetings. But it's been, as you know, it was a controversial project when we first took it over. And I think the controversy is pretty much gone away.
Remind folks, what was the controversy, and give us a little background on this whole idea of Semester at Sea.
Yeah, it had to do with internal governance. We were not, I mean, we were kind of informed. Some people were taken by surprise that UVA was taking Semester at Sea over. And we spent a year giving University of Virginia credits to courses that we hadn't designed, taught by faculty we hadn't hired, and populated by students we hadn't admitted to UVA. And that was logically a controversial year for us. To the credit of my colleagues, when the courses came in from the previous administrators, a number of them were deemed good and a number of them were deemed not good enough. And my colleagues looked at all of the courses and decided that some things had to be done to improve them. They were improved. And so the last year, the courses have been accepted and the ship, as you know, has sailed as the norm. What's exciting, I think, about the summer voyage, because my voyage is the first voyage that UVA actually controls, in quotes, because I'm the first academic dean, and my task was to hire all of the faculty for the summer voyage, design all of the courses, and then run them through the various departments, because every department got a chance, as they should, to look at the courses and decide whether these courses were going to be accepted for UVA credit, whether they needed to be changed a little bit, and whether they were going to be granted major credit. And what's exciting is that the courses are all finished. They have been accepted. The overwhelming majority will receive major credits from individual home departments. So a lot of folks have worked very hard at UVA to make this happen.
Professor David Geis of the University of Virginia is my guest. And if you've got a comment or question about the University at Sea program, the number is 977-1070. So folks should know that the academic standard that is in place here on the grounds in Charlottesville is also at sea now, though that thing floats. The academic standards are still very high, and as high as they would be here.
Absolutely and unquestionably. I hired 17 people. 8 of them are from UVA, and these are people, the quality, for example, Ricardo Padron, who is the incoming head of the Faculty Senate, Peter Rodriguez in the Darden School, who does investing in Latin America, Judith Shayton, who is the Keenan Professor, former chair of the music department. I think everybody in Charlottesville knows Bob Chapel, who is the former head of the music department and the head of the Summer Heritage Theater. He's doing world theater and Latin American theater for me. Anna Brickhouse, who is in the English department, is going to be doing some transatlantic and North-South American stuff. A guy named Jose Fuentes, who won last year's Chev Award, and the Chev Award is for the best teacher in the state of Virginia. Brian Owensby from the History Department, a very distinguished scholar who is finishing his second book on Latin American issues. So on and on and on. These people are absolutely, not only are they our quality, they're our people.
I doubt the Semester at Sea has ever enjoyed such a high caliber faculty. This will be arguably a first.
Well, I'll argue with that. I think that probably we in our, how does one say this, in our UVAism would like to believe that never before has it been this good. And of course, with the people I just mentioned, you're absolutely right, Coy. It's never been this good. But the faculty at Semester at Sea, when one looks at the credentials of the people who have been doing it for years, are really quite extraordinary. These have been amazing people who are dedicated teachers and dedicated scholars. I think the main change came when the courses were turned into us. One of the things we're very concerned about is the quality and quantity of reading that students are asked to do. And of course, UVA in that regard does have higher standards than many, many other universities in the country. So courses that were good for accredited four-year colleges and universities across the U.S. were deemed not good enough for UVA. And I concur with that completely. So we have made sure that all of the courses in their rigor meet the standards of UVA.
David Geis is the academic dean of UVA's Semester at Sea program. Now, in your real life, in your other life, inform us as to where you hang your hat during the day.
Yeah, my real life, I'm Commonwealth professor of Spanish at the university, and actually what I do is teach Spanish. And I've certainly done a lot of jobs at UVA. I myself have been head of the Faculty Senate and have been chair of the department. But what I do is teach. I love to teach. I love teaching Spanish, and that's kind of what I do. If the listeners are interested in taking a look at some of the faculty and some of the faculty bios and even some pictures, they could go to the following website that I'll tell you. It's semcfac2007.blogspot.com. And I've put up little bios of
You've got a blog for the semester.
I have a blog for semester
cool.
at sea.
Very cool, David.
That gives people an opportunity, certainly my colleagues at UVA and the students at UVA, to say, who are these people? And in fact, are they good enough?
Right, right. We're talking with Professor David Geis at the University of Virginia about the Semester at Sea program. Let's talk nuts and bolts. First, let's look at the voyage this summer. When does it start, and where exactly is this boat going? But before you do that, tell us about the boat itself. How big is this thing? How many people, and is it Carnival Cruise Lines, or what are we talking about?
Yeah. The ship itself was built in 2001, just before 9/11 happened, and it was a Greek liner. And after 9/11, the company went out of business. And Semester at Sea, which has been in existence for 30 years, bought the ship. The university, of course, did not buy the ship. There's a business behind this. The Semester at Sea bought the ship, and the ship is, well, what is that? 6 years old. It's dazzling. It is new. It is pristine, clean. The rooms are gorgeous. The service is gorgeous. It actually looks very much like a cruise ship. But with an academic, with an academic mission.
Right, right. And so this summer's program starts when and where is that dazzling ship going?
In mid-June, on the 17th of June. Well, the faculty and administrators get on before that. But on the 17th of June, the students get on in Ensenada, Mexico. And the voyage will go for 10 weeks from Mexico to Panama to Ecuador, Chile, back up to Peru, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. And the rhythm of the ship, it's really quite wonderful because every day that we're on ship, we are in class. And then when we get to a country, the students go on organized excursions, faculty-directed field programs, or by themselves to the countries. And 20% of their grade is attached to what they actually do in country and what kind of studying and projects they're doing in country.
That's really fascinating. So there's not a weekday, Monday through Friday school week. It's just whenever you're at sea, you're at class.
That's
and then when you go to port, it's sort of like the weekend, but it's like a field trip.
That's exactly right. They're field trips. And anybody who, again, would like to look at the exact itinerary and the days where we'll be, semesteratsea.com. And all you need to do is look at voyages and then summer 2007. And all the information is there. And actually, one looks at it at one's peril, because as soon as you look at it, you want to be involved. You want to go.
Now, is there any opportunity for graduates of the university to participate in something like this? I know there's the Alumni Journeys programs that the Alumni Association hosts and organizes, but with the Semester at Sea program.
That's a great question, but actually, Semester at Sea has an adult learner program. They call them lifers or lifelong learners, but not just UVA alums or people connected to UVA, but anybody who would be interested in joining the voyage, joins the voyage and does what the students do, goes to class, gets involved in the excursions and participates fully in the life of the ship. You can't not participate fully because there will be somewhat over 300 students and then a large staff this summer, and we eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner together. We do activities together, and so there's no way of avoiding activities.
We're talking with Professor David Geis. He's the academic dean of UVA's Semester at Sea program, which hits the waves this summer, in mid-June, you say, and it's headed south. Is the summer program, does that the same every summer? Does it go south to South America, or is it different every year?
It's different every summer. This is the first time Semester at Sea has tried a Latin American voyage, and I'm particularly excited about it because, for example, I've hired a fellow who's an engineer, teaches engineering at the University of Pittsburgh, and he's doing a course called The Engineering Wonders of the Maya, Aztec, and Inca Civilizations. And then, of course, when we get to the countries involved, off the students will go to study close and upfront the engineering wonders
that's
of the Aztec.
So cool. Yeah. That's really great. I mean, that's what you always wish when you're sitting in these classes looking at this stuff. Wouldn't it be great to actually see that? And here's a school where you actually can do that.
And actually, that's the brilliance of Semester at Sea. I have an art historian from the University of New Mexico who is an expert in Latin American art and colonial art. So he is teaching all of this material. And then instead of only depending on slides and PowerPoints, when we get there, not only his students, but anybody who wants to go actually gets to go and look at the buildings, look at the things that he's been teaching us.
That's really wonderful. David Geis is my guest, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. What about in the fall? What's the schedule look like in the fall, and where might this ship be headed during the normal school year?
The fall and spring voyages are pretty set. They go around the world. In the fall, they leave California and go entirely around the world and end up in Florida. In the spring, they leave Florida and go back around the world. And those countries include, for example, this semester, there are 702 students on board. And of course, the distinguished visitor on board the entire voyage, as you must know, is Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And he is with the students
the whole time, the whole way around the world.
Entire time. And so the voyage went from Puerto Rico to Brazil, then it crossed the ocean and went to South Africa. And of course, in South Africa, they were hosted by Bishop Tutu. His wife got on board and has continued the journey through India, through Vietnam, through Cambodia, Korea, Japan. They
wow.
are now, I think,
gosh.
From Japan to Hawaii. They're coming close to the end of the voyage.
I know that the trend in colleges now, you're seeing more and more students taking advantage of opportunities to study abroad. I certainly wish that I had done that when I was at William & Mary. Are we seeing more and more students seek to take advantage of Semester at Sea for the same reasons?
We are. One of the fears when UVA took the Semester at Sea program over was, would this draw away from our established programs, or would a student do a voyage like this and think he or she has had a study abroad experience? Because they are, of course, only in country for 2, 3, 4 days at a time. And what the statistics indicate is that very often students do this and then say to themselves, wow, I'm now going back to India for a semester. I'm going to join the Peru program and spend the summer in Peru now that I've had a small taste of it.
Yeah, and that's wonderful. And I know it certainly benefits a college community to have your students spend some time abroad in these various
communities. Well, one of UVA's pushes is one of the 2020 commission reports suggested that 85% of our students should be studying abroad at some time in their career. And of course, the Study Abroad Office and the university offers a wide array of programs. Semester at Sea is merely one of them, but it is a very exciting one.
Professor David Geis of the University of Virginia, he's the academic dean of the Semester at Sea program. The summer voyage sets sail in just a few weeks in mid-June, and it's headed down throughout stops and ports of call throughout Latin America. You can visit will you be updating the blog throughout the summer?
We will. There are a number of active blogs that will be up, and all one would have to do would be to Google Semester at Sea, and there's lots of stuff there.
And if you want to follow, check out some of the faculty that have been hired for this summer's program. It's semcfac, FAC, dot, oh, semcfac2007. semesteratsea.blogspot.com, or you can visit semesteratsea.com. David, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.